Und zwar, Bulli, Folge Nummer 17 und die wird es heute in sich haben. Wir haben nämlich einen Interviewpartner. Aber bevor dieser das heilige Studio betreten wird, möchte ich gerne auf meinen Eishockey-Knuffelkontakt hinweisen. Er ist er, der Godfather of Bavarian Hockey. Willkommen, Helmut Krebs.
Servus, hallo. Zu viel der Ehre, aber Dankeschön, ja.
Ach, passt schon. Mein Name ist Frank Göbel, aber das ist nur eine Fußnote. Genau. Helmut, heute ist eine biblische Ausgabe, richtig?
Mega. Ich freue mich da schon. Seitdem wir das Ganze organisiert haben, freue ich mich da schon mega drauf. Unser erstes Interview.
Super. Erstes Interview. Man muss sagen, wir haben ja vorher schon Gäste gehabt. Ne? Einmal den Benjamin und den Alex zum Thema Regionalliga, Bayernliga, genau. Und Regionalliga Südwest. Diesmal haben wir aber einen ehemaligen Aktiven bei uns zu begrüßen. Und zwar ist die Rede von Bobby Wren. Einige in Iserlohn, Augsburg und Ingolstadt werden sich an ihn erinnern. Hat sehr viel in der AHL gespielt, hat ein paar Partien in der NHL gemacht und spielt aktuell in der Bayernliga für den EHC Klostersee. Ja, auch nochmal ein ganz dickes Dankeschön an Benjamin, der uns auf diesen herrlichen Athleten aufmerksam gemacht hat. Bei Bobby Wren geht es aber nicht nur um Sport. Es geht auch ein bisschen ums Menschliche, um einen sehr persönlichen Kampf, den er vor einigen Jahren im Krankenhaus gehabt hat. Aber dazu wird er dann nachher selber etwas sagen. Dann frage ich mal, Helmut, woran denkst du denn, wenn du an Bobby Wren denkst?
Ja, ich denke in erster Linie an seine Zeit in der DL natürlich. Da ist er für uns präsent gewesen. Seine Zeit beim ERC Ingolstadt hat er seinerzeit in der Saison 2009-10 58 Punkte in 56 Spielen gemacht. Mhm. Also das ist das, was mir so ja noch in Erinnerung bleibt oder geblieben ist. Mhm. Ja, wie schaut's bei dir aus?
Ja, auf jeden Fall, also der Name sagt mir auf jeden Fall was, auch wenn ich jetzt kein Fan der Augsburger Panther ist und Roosters oder ERC Ingolstadt bin, der Name, der war auf jeden Fall präsent bei mir und ich wusste irgendwie gar nicht, dass er mittlerweile in der Bayernliga spielt, muss ich dir ganz ehrlich sagen, ich hatte den Namen gar nicht auf dem Schirm, ich habe gedacht, der hat eine Eishockeyschule in Kanada, so wie das ja fast jeder ehemalige Profi macht oder so, aber nein, der ist echt noch aktiv in seinem Alter. Ja. Und echt stark. Also der lieferte auch echt ab beim EHC Klostersee, hat einen sehr guten Punktedurchschnitt.
Ja, und heftig.
Ich glaube, das ist so der Jahre von Kanada.
Ja, genau. Also mittlerweile, man kann es ja sagen, er ist 46. Ja. Mhm. Wie du schon sagst, die Punkteausbeute, wenn man so die letzten Saisons anschaut, also 18, 19, 41 Punkte in 24 Spielen, 19, 20, ich lese es jetzt einfach mal vor, um mal einen Eindruck zu bekommen, 28 Punkte in 21 Spielen und 2020, 21 entsprechend in sieben Spielen 6 Punte. Also es ist schon cool, ja. Definitiv. Ja,
genau. Und damit würden wir jetzt einfach abgeben in das Interview, was wir mit Bobby Wren geführt haben.
Ja, viel Spaß.
So, Bobby, good evening.
Hi.
And thank you for having us. And first of all, how are you doing in this crazy time?
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, we guess you're missing hockey, right?
Yeah, I miss the exercise. I miss playing hockey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the Bayern League, it just stopped, or is it cancelled the season, or how is it going down there?
I really don't know. They were thinking maybe of ein Pokal, aber yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit of your long career. So the first question, looking back on your career, you have seen so many rings all over the world. Yeah. We just have to ask, how was it like to skate with players like Selanne, Kari, or Tucker in the NHL? Just tell us.
How was it? It was really nervous. I was very, very nervous, and I shouldn't have been. Okay. I skated with Wayne Gretzky as well. This was just in training camp. So that is my favorite. It's my favorite memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was he in the locker room? Just a relaxed guy or
normal, nice guy. That's all you can say about him. He was just really nice.
That's the thing you always hear about Wayne Gretzky. He's friendly. He's kind. He's polite. And I think that just says it all.
Yeah.
Speaking of your career, you have made 536 games in the AHL, 187 goals, and by the way, 315 assists, just in case you didn't know. That's pretty impressive. When you came to Augsburg in 2003, was there a big difference to the level of the DEL, speaking of speed and technique?
No, the only difference was the fighting and how rough it was. Yeah, it was, the AHL was very hard travel.
Yeah.
But now I would really think that the DEL is better than the American League. I'm thinking, I don't know, but coaching and how good Germany is in hockey now, I think that this hockey is better.
And I think it was a different time in 2003 compared to 2020.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But I don't know what hockey is like back home now. So I know how good the German hockey is now. It's really, really good. So
it was when you came to Germany, it was a little, you didn't know what to expect? Or
no, I had no idea. Oh. I really didn't. I had no idea. I didn't know. Okay. It was a funny story. I actually signed a contract in Hamburg.
Okay.
And I can't remember who it was. Somebody got fired, and then a famous Canadian, Dave King, came in.
Yeah,
and he just said he didn't want me, so the contract was just didn't count.
Oh, okay.
And then the next thing, it was Augsburg, I think, was within 1 or 2 weeks, and I didn't have a job, so I ended up in Augsburg.
So, did you know anything about Augsburg?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know anything. I was a very, you know, dumb Canadian. I didn't know anything. I really didn't.
Okay.
But I fell in love with it right away. I really loved that hockey. I loved it.
So it was a little adventure for you coming to Europe, right?
Very. Yeah. It was new, and it was just fun. It was exciting.
Yeah.
So after 241 DEL games, did you ever have the idea to maybe go back to North America or giving the NHL another try?
I look back now and say I should have, but
okay.
I was having so much fun in Vienna, and so
nothing to regret.
No, that's yesterday, you know, you can't control it. I met my beautiful wife over here, so.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it here. That's why we're here. So
yeah. Despite all these great moments on ice, you had your biggest fight in the hospital.
Yeah.
Could you guide us through your fight and the process against cancer for all those who don't know what you've been through, if you want to?
Yeah, you know, no, I don't mind. Maybe somebody can hear this and maybe it'll help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was in Hanover, and we were just about to start in the Oberliga. We just finished, I think it was a game in Duisburg we were playing, and I couldn't go to the toilet. I couldn't, my things were not normal. My caca wasn't normal like used to.
Okay. Yeah.
So we finally made an appointment, and we got the colonoscopy, and I woke up and my life was changed. It was different. I had the answer and questions. I like the questions. If you have any questions, I don't mind answering.
Yeah. So from that point, you went to the hospital and what happened then? What happened next?
I'm so glad that we were in Germany. We had a friend, a doctor in Iserlohn. He's the mm-hmm. doctor.
Yeah.
My wife called him right away. And he set up appointments the next day. And from Hanover, I had, you know, to wait 2 or 3 weeks. But my friend, Dr. Jochen Feig in Iserlohn, just made everything go so much quicker. Mm. And we got into a famous clinic in Munster. And everything from there, I can't really remember too much. I started with the radiation, and then we would do the chemo. Things went really well for me in this type of sickness. So,
how did your teammates react?
They were sad at the time, but I didn't know them very well. And then I didn't see them. I didn't get the chance to see them after. By that time, it was the end of the season, and we were thinking of moving, and we moved down here near Grafing.
But happily, you came back on the ice. And, stronger than ever, right?
Yeah. If it wasn't for being in Germany, if I was in Canada with the doctors and stuff there, I don't know how things would have turned out, but I could not have been in a better place, better doctors than I had here in Germany. It was just the best.
Very, very cool story. I mean, it's a not so funny reason you went to the hospital, but it's very good story that you were in Germany at that point. Right?
Yeah, I've heard stories of people, the times that they had to wait, that you have to wait in my hometown in Canada and in the U.S. I just couldn't ask for a better place. I was. So it was perfect.
I think you are following the DEL, or now called the Penny DEL. You may have heard about that.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the new system with the North and South group?
I love hockey. I love when things change. You know, it gives everything a new look. It will probably give better rivalries. Mm-hmm. And it will probably bring in a few new fans. So change is always good, mostly. So of course it's going to be nice for a while. But the thing with hockey is you really need to see it live, which is tough.
Yeah, sure. That's a problem right now. You can't go to the arenas, and we all have to watch it on a laptop or a TV. Right.
And one thing is so good that in Germany that they're playing again, they're playing hockey again, which is really, really, people should be really thankful that there is hockey.
I got a question back to the DL.
What
do you think about the best of three playoff format?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I like best of seven.
Yeah,
that's just me. But best of three is good too. Make it a little quicker. But I more prefer a best of seven. It's don't know, no reason. Just that's what I like.
So years ago we had best of five in the DL. So now we had best of three. It's we talked about it in our other podcast. We don't like the best of three, but it's the best in the situation, I think.
Yeah, what can you do? Best of five is probably a little better, and then but that's just my opinion. That's what I like. I like a best of seven. It gets really, really mean, and you see lots of fights. But that's me.
Cool. So right now you're playing for the EHC Klostersee in the Bayern League.
Yeah.
And you can score. I saw some YouTube videos of the EHC Klostersee. Very good. You're playing with a lot of young, talented kids. How is that feeling that these kids are looking up to you?
Yeah. my age, 46, I don't know, sometimes just if they would realize 46 years old and this guy is still playing hockey, I think they appreciate it. They call me Opa, so.
Okay.
I love it. I love the people there. I really, they're just great people. This could be, this is one of, if not my top favorite place I play. I love these people. I really do. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I'm so lucky that I ended up here.
Yeah.
You got impressive numbers. I mean, 41 points in 24 games in 18-19. That's very impressive. And you continued on. How did you do that?
I see the game. I enjoy the game. I don't know how to explain it. I can see the game well, and I've been very fortunate. I've been very good.
So, nice.
Yeah, and I work out a lot, so I try to stay very fit with these young players.
So you're the first one and the last one to be in the gym, or how can we imagine that?
Yeah, I go to the gym. I go to the gym all the time. And
okay.
I have to. If you want to play, this is very good hockey, the Bayern League. It's very, very good. So I have to go to the gym. I have to work out at my age. I'm playing against sometimes 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So I'm an old man to play against. Really, it's funny, but it's you really have to be fit to play.
Are you in touch with Jaromir Jagr for any no. exercise tips or so?
No.
He is unbelievable. I don't know how he's doing this.
Yeah, that's so impressive. Some people just have to understand how old that is and at what level that he's playing at is phenomenal.
Speaking of the EHC Klostersee, will this be your final club? And will we see you behind the bench as a coach?
100%, this is my last place. Coaching, I will not. Coaching is not fun. Coaching is very, it's very different.
Yeah.
But I think, because I know this game so well as I do, that I think I have to teach the kids. Not coach, but I need to teach the kids what I have learned over, you know, 25 years of pro hockey. So I will somehow end up teaching these kids. It's not fair that I don't teach them. I have to do that just to help them.
And even if it's so, that's the next Leon Dreisaitl, it comes from EHC Klostersee, right?
Yeah. If I can say, Klostersee it's a very unique place. If I had a child, he would be at that arena. The ice time that these kids can have in this arena, they could be on the ice from 6 a.m. until. It's if you understand what the arena, because it's private, and there's so much ice time.
Yeah.
somebody is going to really learn to use that ice, and they will, the next German superstar will come from Klostersee.
Yeah. The problem we have in Germany, we have not enough ice rinks.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's very sad.
But it's getting popular. It's taking a lot of time, but it's getting better.
Yeah.
When I first came, you know, Germany was, I'm sure they were, you know, 14th in the world or something. And now look at how good they are.
Yeah.
You can see in the juniors, they almost.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's a very, very good what they are doing in Germany.
Yeah.
Is this something you noticed that ice hockey became more popular after the silver medal from Germany at the Olympics 2018? Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that yet.
Or is it just...
I know how happy my hockey team was. I know how happy my wife was when they beat Canada and they beat Sweden. I remember watching the game, how excited I wanted Germany to win. So I'm sure it's they must be very, very proud of what they did, the whole country.
Especially the win against Canada was phenomenal. This goal from Frank Mauer.
the whole thing, yeah.
As you were born in Preston, Ontario.
Yeah.
What's your favorite NHL team now? And what was your favorite NHL team when you were young?
My favorite NHL team now is Toronto. Just
because,
yeah. If you're from my area, that's just, you know, that's like if you're from this area, you cheer for Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, you cheer for Toronto. Yeah. But when I was a kid, I didn't really have a favorite hockey team. I just liked to watch hockey. I enjoyed watching all of the players. Now it's Toronto. I love Toronto. Toronto is a very hard place to win, to play. It's very, very, very difficult. The media is very, very mean. So,
yeah,
it's tough. It's hard to play in Toronto.
So are you happy with the development in Toronto last years? I mean, they reached the playoffs the last 3 or 4 years in a row, but lost in the first round.
Boston. Yeah, I love some of the players that they have. They were really bad for many years. And then the new rules came in and they started building some new team, drafting some new players. In the last, at least 5 years, they've accomplished a lot. They should be, you know, top 5 in the league. They should be, I hope, but we'll see and watch.
I hope so too. Because I'm a Toronto fan too, so
yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Where are the questions from us?
Yeah, thank you.
We have
thank
to
you.
Thank you, Bobby. It was a very, very big pleasure.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoy it. I enjoy when people ask about hockey.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, Bobby.
Thanks, guy.
Thank you very much, and greetings to your wife.
Okay, thank you. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Das erste Interview bei Bully, der Eishockey-Podcast mit Bobby Wren. Was für ein Typ. Was, Helmut?
Super cooler Typ. Ja, war klasse.
Ja, hat echt Spaß gemacht, mit ihm zu quatschen über die NHL, DEL und allgemein im deutschen Eishockey. Und wie wir so herausgehört haben, wird er, glaube ich, noch sehr, sehr lange Zeit für den EHC Klostersee auflaufen.
Ja, und wird auch der Bayernliga weiter erhalten bleiben, soweit.
Ja. Auf jeden Fall. Zumindest, was man so von seinen Scoring-Zahlen sehen kann, wird er da wohl noch sehr viel für Furore sorgen.
Ja, an sich, wenn man sich die, wie es jetzt gerade auch schon, wie wir es ja auch schon ein paar Mal gesagt haben, also die Scorerpunkte sind ja heftig, also vielleicht sehen wir ihn ja doch nochmal.
Ja, das würde mich auf jeden Fall freuen. Wenn auch beim EHC Klostersee, ich glaube, ich würde da mal eine Auswärtsfahrt hinmachen. Ich weiß nicht, wie es bei dir aussieht.
Ja, also Klostersee war ich tatsächlich noch nicht, das weiß ich. Ich hoffe, dass da mal ein Treffen zustande kommt, vielleicht, also jetzt nach Corona. Ja. Wenn das Ganze vorbei ist, wenn man wieder in die Halle kann, würde ich mich sehr freuen. Könnte man sicherlich mal und könnte man uns mal treffen. Definitiv.
Was wir auch empfehlen können, ist der YouTube-Kanal vom EHC Klostersee. Die haben die Spielzusammenfassung der letzten Spiele und die sind in HD-Qualität und echt super Kamera-Position. Da kann man sich die ganzen Scorer-Punkte von Bobby nochmal aus nächster Nähe anschauen.
Genau. Echt Wahnsinn. Wahnsinn. Ja, super cooler Typ, ne? Also,
Und vor allem, wie gesagt, er hat schon ganz viel Eis gesehen auf der Welt. Er war ja nicht nur in Deutschland, er war ja auch in Österreich. Ne? In Wien hat er gespielt. Bei den Nottingham Panthers in Großbritannien hat er auch gespielt. Also ich glaube, wenn man sich so die Karriere anguckt, wo der alles gespielt hat und was er alles gesehen hat, Hut ab. Also
deswegen einfach Riesenerfahrung. Und so wie er es ja auch gesagt hat, dass er das auch weitergeben kann, ist ihm ja ganz wichtig. Mhm. Ja, klasse.
Ja. Ich meine, auch wenn es letzten Endes ja nur für 5 Spiele gereicht hat in der NHL, ich glaube, das war dann so ein Bonus, diese 5 Spiele. Sein Groß hat er ja in der AHL gemacht, die Spiele.
Ja, aber auch das ist ja auch ein Level, das man jetzt erstmal erreichen muss.
Ja, auf jeden Fall, definitiv.
Also, das muss man ja auch sagen. Und dass man auch so lange noch im Geschäft ist, das sagt ja auch einiges. Ich meine, sein erstes Jahr hat er 1989-90 gehabt. Wir haben jetzt 2020. 21, ja. Entschuldigung, um Gott.
Ja.
Wir haben 2021 natürlich schon.
Ja.
macht das Ganze eigentlich noch cooler. Also Bobby Wren, ein Original.
Ein Original NHL gedrafteter Spieler in der Bayernliga.
Ja, der mit Wayne Gretzky schon auf dem Eis stand. Schau, das ist ja Wahnsinn.
Ja, also.
Das ist doch Wahnsinn.
Das ist auch was man sich einrahmen kann.
Ja.
Und damit schließen wir diese 17. Ausgabe von Bully, der Eishockey-Podcast. Wir hoffen, es hat euch Spaß gemacht. Nach wie vor könnt ihr uns Tipps, Anregungen, Kritik gerne schicken. Und wir hören uns bei der nächsten Folge.
Genau.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.